Call 1114, please.
Accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $22,000 from Bullitt Foundation for the Urban Sustainability Directors Network, Cascadia Regional Network, to support information sharing and spur innovation in city sustainability work.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Amanda Romero from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability.
A little louder if we could.
I'm Amanda Romero from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability.
Thank you.
And I'm here to ask you to accept and appropriate a grant from the Bullitt Foundation. This grant would support work of the Urban Sustainability Directors Network, Cascadia Regional Network. The network is a group of sustainability leaders that foster sustainability-focused technical exchange between cities in the Pacific Northwest and British Columbia. The funding will be used to support the following three activities.
Could you speak up? I'm very sorry.
Oh, yes. The funding will be used to support the following three activities. Number one, regional information sharing among Cascadia sustainability staff. Number two, an annual Cascadia network meeting. And three, regular coordination and quarterly calls between the network members.
Very good. And what sort of benefits do you anticipate could come out of this?
Working together with Cascadia Network cities, we're able to further the goals that are established and we're under direction to achieve under our climate action plan.
Very good. Thank you. And I'm not sure who pulled
Lightning this. Pulled this.
Very good. Come on up, sir. Thank you very much. Thanks, Amanda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. One of the reasons why I pulled this item is that the Bullitt Foundation, I really find them to be a very impressive foundation. And what I like about what they do, well, one of their top leaders there is Dennis Hayes. He was the founder of Earth Day. And they have a lot of people on the board that I'm very impressed with. In fact, one of the local developers, Mark Edland, is on the board. We have various high-level people, environmental attorneys, people working at PGE. It's a very impressive group that they are looking at sustainable ways of building buildings. And what they actually do is that they are almost off the grid on a lot of their projects. And what I mean is that when they do solar energy, there's no other forms of electricity. When they do water, they're using the rainwater itself. And everything that when they put into these buildings, they have a test that they look at any type of chemicals used, anything in these type of products. They even look at the type of furniture, the type of folders you have. They analyze it, and they decide if it's going to go into this property, which is their headquarters. They're a very impressive group that I think does deserve the recognition. Now, one of the things that I was doing at the beginning here is that on their grant application, they're very clear on where they want their funding to go. And when I was reviewing this, it's my understanding the city is receiving this grant and then also giving money back to these various groups. That's my understanding. And they'll be participating in this funding process, which I think is good. That's my understanding on what the city of Portland will be doing. And again, like I've stated, from my position is that it's my belief and their belief also is to really preserve and protect nature around them on how they build their buildings, how they look at how they want to place certain structures outside. And it's a very important concept in the direction they're going is to balance your buildings with nature. And they're very well thought out. And it's a very impressive group, and I hope everybody takes the time to pull up the Bullitt Foundation, understand the direction they're going, and understand that they're doing some really good things. Thank you.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you.